Monday, January 30th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. Brazil has been hit by a wave of prison riots the last several weeks, resulting in the death of over 100 inmates to date. The most recent riot took place in the northern state of Rio Grande do Norte, that is at twice its maximum capacity. These riots appear to be gang-related as they look to increase their control of a lucrative drug smuggling route. This brings back memories, as I had a personal experience with a prison inmate in Brazil, but it was not a pleasant one. My first year farming in Brazil, I was still learning Portuguese. I was working out of my home office, and I suddenly began receiving calls from an unknown number. There was a lot of background noise, and so I couldn't really make out what the caller was trying to say, and so I simply hung up the phone. But he was very persistent, calling me over and over. But since I couldn't understand him very well, I just kept hanging up on him. I didn't think much of it. I just figured it was a seed salesman who was really eager to make a sale. A short while later, I walked into our office only to have the persistent seed salesman call me again. I handed my phone to a nearby employee and told him to talk to the guy because I couldn't understand what he wanted. I waited a few minutes while they spoke, and when the employee hung up the phone, I looked over at him to see what he learned, only to see his hands trembling in fear. I asked him what was wrong. He said the guy on the phone said that they had been hired to kill me, and if he didn't deposit 60,000 reais into his bank account, he was going to come over to our office right then and there and complete his mission. He said he would give us a couple of minutes and then he would call back again to get our answer. Whatever he said on the phone must have been very convincing because my employee was scared out of his mind. I sat there in silence for a moment, trying to process what had just happened. I had inadvertently been hanging up the phone on somebody telling me they were coming to kill me if I didn't pay them money. Coincidentally, our lawyer happened to walk into the office just in time for us to tell him what happened. When the supposed hitman called again a couple of minutes later for our answer, we gave the phone to the attorney to talk to him. After a few minutes, the lawyer hung up the phone and he said, "I've got good news. I got your ransom of 60,000 reais to avoid being killed negotiated down to 30,000 reais." Oh, brother. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. My first thought was, I am worth way more than $10,000 or $20,000, aren't I? We couldn't tell if it was a prank or not. It was a lot of money, but we initially decided it wasn't worth risking anyone's life over. We began making preparations to wire the money. But before we did so, we started thinking about one other request made by the assassin. In addition to the money, the assassin requested phone cards to be purchased and dropped off at a specific location. Of course, we thought that was odd. Who ransoms somebody for phone cards? We started investigating by making some calls around town. One of the people I spoke with was our accountant. It was our accountant that first insisted that these were just prank calls. He explained that inmates in prison get your cell phone information from somebody on the outside. They then use phone cards to randomly call people, which their sources on the outside have identified, and they use phone cards to make those calls. I suppose I made a good target, as I was the American fresh off the boat. We then decided not to pay, but we shut down the office early that day just in case somebody suspicious came around looking for phone cards. Later that day, when we followed up with our accountant who had told us about the prank calls, he clarified that these prank calls had actually only taken place a couple of years ago. They were not taking place now, to his knowledge. That immediately sent chills down our spine. We had understood these threatening calls were related to what was going on now, not something a couple of years ago. So was this something else, or had these threatening calls started up again? We finally went to the police, where we found other people who had just experienced the same thing. The inmates, of course, had nothing better to do. They can spend all day calling people with a cell phone and a batch of phone cards. So if they get someone to deposit money in their account, all it costs them is their time, something which they have a lot of. We made a formal complaint to the police, who looked into it. I never understood how the inmates had access to phones, but all I know is the call stopped, so the authorities must have figured out what was going on. I can look back now and laugh, but at the time we didn't know what to think. It was unnerving, to say the least. Analysts have estimated that the overcrowding in prisons has played a part in the uprisings. That may be, but I just hope they are able to confiscate any and all phone cards. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal, Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.